Your executive ship, the orders were that if you were almost out of fuel...
Good Lord, where could he send him? That Mark 32 was the only thing that one could home in on a search.
I was to tell you to land with magnetic grapnels on top of the drone, right at the front end.
What?
Incredulous.
Then drop off when we come close to the next mine site. You've got a map there?
No, I haven't got a map. You run things very badly on this planet, not like Cyclo. It should be reported.
There's an attack on.
Nothing can dent this plane. It's a ground strafer. I don't know why it's being sent on escort.
How much fuel do you have, your executive ship?
A pause. Then...
Crap! It's only 10 minutes worth! You almost killed me with your lateness!
Well, just land on the extreme front end of the drone.
Why the front end? I should land in the middle. If I land on the front end, it will unbalance the weight distribution of the drone.
It's the way it's loaded this trip. They omitted part of the load in the front. They said specifically the front end.
This is a pretty heavy plane.
Not for the drone. You better get moving, your executive ship. That water is cold down there. Ice, too. And you'll need fuel to offload. It's only a few hours to the next mine site.
Johnny watched his screens. He couldn't see the plane in direct sight. With a bit of anxiety, he opened up the view to include the monstrous drone. He felt faint with relief when the Mark 32 dove ahead, sat down on the top front section of the drone, and put on its magnetic grips. They held. The heat indicator of the view screen showed the Mark 32 had shut off its motors. Johnny watched. He expected the drone to nose down, possibly to crash. It did sag. Then its engine started to compensate, and it rolled gently, thundering along, still going on its lethal way. Nup had landed off-center, inducing a continuous roll right to left to right. It would roll to the right, and the balance motors would compensate and bring it back too far to the left, and then overcompensate in the other direction. Only about 10 degrees each way. But this did not at all change the steadfast course the drone was following. A very slow roll. Was it also crabbing slightly?